Well, she's the culinary giant slayer from rural New South Wales who's just trumped vegetarian cooking superstar Yotam Ottolenghi. Earlier this year, Amy Chaplin was up against the Israeli chef in the James Beard Awards, often dubbed the Oscars of food. Against all expectations, Chaplin took home the prize. Today, Amy Chaplin is based in New York where she cooks, sometimes for stars including Liv Tyler and Natalie Portman. I spoke to Amy on the phone and asked her about how her childhood in Australia sparked a passion for vegetarian cooking. We're in a time where cookbooks are absolutely everywhere, but they're not just a set of recipes anymore. They're filled with backstories. And your book tells some very sweet stories about growing up in remote New South Wales with your vegetarian parents. How did your childhood shape your relationship to food?
I think really it has to do with growing up close to nature with a garden that you actually eat from and really rely on. Because, you know, when you're far away without any sort of other options like restaurants or cafes or anywhere you can get food to go, you have to make everything that you want to eat. So my mother and father were both always cooking because we ate every meal at home. So I think it really shaped the way my approach to food is really driven by what's in season, what's available around you. And, you know, that's actually the way I get all my inspiration for all my new recipes. Is, you know, going to the farmer's market when I'm here in New York or in any market in any city that I'm in. That's where I go to sort of see, you know, what's good now, what's inspiring, what's going to taste the best. So I really think that, you know, it definitely shapes the way I approach food and cooking.
And you've continued your connection to nature and your hands-on approach. Even though you live in New York, one of the biggest cities in the world, you brew ginger beer. How does that work?
You know, you can do a lot. I have a really big kitchen, so I do spend a lot of time cooking and I develop all my recipes here and I shoot everything that I make. And so I'm doing a lot of experimenting in my kitchen. So it's good when you have a bit of space. And in New York, that's not easy to come by. But, composting and things like that are sort of now becoming more popular and you can take it to the farmer's market or your vegetable scraps and then compost them there and then you can do your shopping as well. So I sort of incorporated it into my life like I've always done, which is composting because that was my job as a kid was emptying the compost.
Winning the James Beard, it's such a huge award and it does confer a lot of fame on the people who win these awards. Why do you think it's no longer enough to be a good cook? Why are people so drawn to a personality when they're cooking?
I think that's part of a lifestyle that people, you know, aspire to or want to know more about. And I think with my food, it's healthy, delicious, it's got to be beautiful as well. And, you know, so that's all part of the package. And I think when you have a book, you can really showcase that and really show your food in the best way possible because, you know, especially if you have a great photographer. So I feel like people are drawn to finding out more, like what's behind the recipe a little bit. I feel like cookbooks have sort of come more into a lifestyle type thing, even though my approach is all about the food and the recipes. But I could talk forever about each recipe that I put in the book and where it came from and the story behind it. You know, it's always fascinating to hear. So I think people love that.
We've had years of food trends and superfoods now, but how knowledgeable are we really when it comes to healthy eating, do you think?
Well, I think there's healthy, the word healthy is just different for everybody. And I especially see that working for different clients because I cook privately for people as well. And, you know, everyone's just got their different approach, whether it's cutting out dairy, whether it's cutting out sugar, whether it's, you know, focusing around, you know, whole grains and having enough beans for protein or eating some meat on the side for protein or eggs, you know. So I feel like everybody, it's such a personal thing. And I think that we do keep learning more and more. And, you know, our old version of 30 years ago, healthy, has really come a long way. And now we would never use a refined oil, you know, in some kind of healthy vegan cooking. You know, now we're aware that, you know, pure extra virgin cold pressed oils are the best to have and, you know, which ones you shouldn't cook with and et cetera. So I think the more we discover that the more our idea of healthy changes.
And what do you think people are looking for when it comes to food? Are they looking for healthy or are they looking for something else?
Well, in my circle, on my blog and website and with my clients, and I think my readers of my book are looking for healthy, delicious food. And I feel like they want to know that they're feeding their family, you know, 100% whole food, not nothing refined, nothing weirdly added, no sort of product that could have, you know, processed ingredients in it. And I think that people want, you know, they want an in on how to do that. How do you make that work in your everyday life? And so that's why I have a big section in my book that's stocking your pantry, and then 30 recipes that you can make using a well-stocked pantry ingredients by picking up some maybe simple vegetables as well. But it's sort of that approach that draws you in and it helps you, you know, just do it day to day, because anyone can make a delicious one-off healthy meal, but it's really about continuing it on and having it every day of the week.
Can we go too far with this? Do you think people are a little too obsessed with getting just the right cold-pressed, extra virgin, remotely sourced groundnut oil?
I think so. I think sometimes you need a reality check. Like, we're so lucky. I mean, especially in New York, I mean, we're so spoiled. And in any major city where you have health food stores and, you know, choices and a lot of different types of health food stores and farmers markets, I mean, we are so lucky to get access to delicious, fresh, healthy food, and vegetables especially. There is plenty of places even in America too where you can't get, you know, fresh vegetables very easily. So I'm coming from a spoiled place, that's for sure, and, you know, also the way I grew up. And I think sometimes you need a reality check, like, we are so lucky, and, you know, take it easy, eat what you can. You know, you don't always have to have the perfect meal. It's just not going to happen in a busy lifestyle anyway. So, you know, I think you sort of do your best to get good quality and make sure, you know where it comes from, because I think that's really what people are questioning now. Like, how was this produced? You know, how were the workers treated? You know, where does it come from? How far does it come from? Those kind of things.
I want to ask you about vegetables as well. Obviously, you're a vegetarian chef, but I feel like for a lot of people, it's not vegetables are still sort of an afterthought when they think about preparing a meal for their friends. You know, they're not the number one ticket item. Are we sort of a bit afraid of experimenting with vegetables? Do we still have quite a conventional mindset?
Well, I think vegetables can be a lot of work for people. You've got to wash them, you've got to cut them. You know, I feel like there's a lot of different ways you can prepare them. There is so much. Maybe that's the reason people are a little standoffish about it at first, if they're used to just sort of cooking, you know, a grain and meats or fish or something. But I think that the diversity and the just when you... just cooking with vegetables, there is so many options. I mean, you can roast them, steam them, saute them, add spices, you know, and think about the spices from all over the world. I mean, there are so many options and different combinations that you can do. And I feel like, I mean, that's why I'm never bored. I mean, when someone, I cook mostly vegan, and a lot of my clients are, I never feel restricted, because there is so many options, you know, and then you add in grains and beans and nuts and seeds and sea vegetables and different superfood toppings and different oils, and you've got, you know, a feast. So I think it's just sort of getting used to, you know, what you like and not being afraid to experiment with them. But it is more work than putting on a pot of rice and searing a piece of fish or steak or whatever it is that you eat. So I think, you know, you have to, you know, cut, trim the vegetables, wash them well, cut them, cook them, season them, you know. So there's a few more steps.
And just finally, I mean, many of the people listening won't be vegetarians, of course. Amy Chaplin, what meal would you cook to convert a carnivore?
Oh, that is one of my favourite questions, and I never know the right answer. I feel like there's so many different things. It would depend on the season, but I'm often making things with really well-cooked beans, like some heirloom, succulent, creamy beans that I've cooked myself. And if I make them into some kind of stew, and I've done this for a lot of, you know, very proud carnivores, and they've definitely been converted. But I've made, like, there's a recipe in the book for a rock and chickpea stew with a homemade harissa. And it is, you know, people just go crazy for it, and they don't even think about whether they've got meat or not. I mean, it's just that delicious. And then at the end of the whole meal chapter, I've got something that I made here for Christmas, which is a Christmas lima bean bourguignon. And that with the wine and the herbs and the mushrooms and the caramelized shallots, I mean, people love it. So probably one of those things. Hopefully it's cold enough to have that. If it was in summer, I'd probably make more of a hearty salad. And I've got a lot of really good salads in the book with roasted vegetables and delicious deep mustardy dressings. And some of them have some shaved cheese and things on them too. So I'd probably go either one of those routes.
Oh, they sound pretty tough to beat. Thank you very much for speaking to us. That is Amy Chaplin. Her book, At Home in the Whole Food Kitchen, is out now.